And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
I'm running out of pieces of paper to write all the names down, but keep the, all their suggestions coming for the clue in about half an hour's time. Right, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz now, 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants, although having said that, not heard from her since the end of January, say good morning to Ange Fairweather. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
Right, so what have you been up to since we spoke to you at the end of January?
Working and playing hard. Working hard, playing harder.
Right, now you were telling me off air before you've got yet another holiday booked.
Yes, I've decided to take my husband across to Benidorm. I normally go with my friend. I thought I'd best show him what it's all about.
Right, so he, like me, has never been there before, but you reckon he's going to be impressed?
Yeah, I mean, there are places I probably would, we wouldn't go, but then the places with all the live music, they're what I go for. It's really good shows. They do a lot of tributes, and they're such... I mean, the Tom Jones one is literally like watching Tom Jones.
Wow, really fantastic. Now, I must admit, I wouldn't have associated Benidorm with, you know, the music scene, but clearly that's why you go and you'd recommend it.
Yeah, that's the only reason I go, and that's this one and Sangria.
Sounds a great plan. Brilliant. Anyway, back to the matter in hand, the 60-second challenge. You've done this loads of times over the years, so you know exactly what goes on. Once the music starts, the usual 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. You know, if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass, but remember, the number of passes could determine this week's winner. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Complete the title of this Sting hit, An Englishman. Who is the lead singer of Wet, Wet, Wet?
Hello.
Which musical instrument did Stefan Grappelli play?
Piano.
Who starred in the 1996 revival of the stage musical Summer Holiday?
Cliff Richard.
Complete the title of this Hue and Cry hit from 89, Looking For...
Linda.
Who writes the lyrics for Elton John's songs?
Oh my God, what's his name? Oh, Ben Torpin.
Who had a hit with Bye Bye Baby in 1975?
Space City Rollers.
Who was singing about My Guy in 1964?
Mary Wells.
Which actor narrated Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds album?
Which actor? Donald Sutherland.
Who had a hit with Fairground in 1995?
Cindy Red.
And which group had a hit with Da-da-da-da? Right, phone line breaking up a bit there, but I think we've got most of your answers, so let's see how you got on. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. As always, you didn't pass on any questions at all, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions right. So for you, I'm guessing a bit of a disappointing score there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there were some tricky questions, it has to be said. Particularly the first one you got wrong. The musical instrument that Stefan Grappelli played was apparently the violin. I didn't know that, but it was a violin. The actor who narrated Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds album, has that come to you now or not?
No, I can hear him, but I can't think.
That's right. It was the legendary actor Richard Burton who did that.
Yeah.
And if you ever go to a stage show of War of the Worlds, they actually have Richard Burton as a hologram actually speaking the lines. It's a fascinating experience. Right, and that's it, I think. Yeah. Oh, no, the other one you missed out on. Who starred in the revival of the stage musical Summer Holiday?
Yeah.
Quite logically, you said Cliff, because he had it... Say again?
Was it Darren Day?
It was Darren Day, yeah. And I actually saw him perform that in Blackpool many years ago, and he was very good as well. Right, well, 8 out of 11 with no passes. It could be a winning score. We'll find out in an hour's time. In the meantime, enjoy Benidorm and all that live music. We'll have you back on the radio once you're back home again.
Thanks, Dave. Can I just say happy 20th birthday to Tia? She was born the same year that you first broadcasted.
Ah,
I'm actually
wow.
waiting to deliver her, so...
Fantastic.
Yeah, she's 20 on Tuesday.
So happy birthday to her. Thanks for that, Ange. Talk
Thanks,
to you soon.
Dave.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And by sheer coincidence, the very first question on round one was to complete the title of the Sting hit, An Englishman... And as Ange said, it was in New York. So let's hear the song. And we'll do round two of the quiz, as always, at 12:30.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Just coming up to 12:30, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz, the 60-second challenge. If you were with us an hour ago, you'll have heard Ange Fairweather get a score of 8 out of 11, with no passes at all, hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion. Say good afternoon to Trudy Powell. Hi, Trudy.
Hiya.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you're no longer working on a Sunday, so how do you fill your days on the weekend now?
Well, the typical weekend, they always go really quickly. But it's usually all the boring stuff, like housework and shopping and stuff like that, but I do try and get over and see my granddaughter quite as much as I can.
Wonderful. Brilliant. And it's back to work tomorrow for you, is it?
No.
Oh.
I'm off.
You're off tomorrow, so a nice long weekend in prospect.
Nice long week. I don't actually go back to work until the week on Tuesday.
Oh, that's fine, yeah. So you must have some exciting plans for the next 7 days.
Yes, going out with my friends. It's her birthday on Tuesday, so we're going out. What? And then my daughter and my granddaughter are going to go out, so yeah.
So an exciting week in prospect, which sounds really great. Okay. Now, we're going to give this our best shot, because we've got one of those annoying phone lines where I can hear you loud and clear, but I can also hear myself coming back down the phone, so I hope it's not going to spoil it for either of us. Okay, then. So the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and move on. And the score to beat this week is 8 out of 11 with no passes. Okay, good luck, and here they come. Who recorded an album in the 80s called An Innocent Man?
Billy Joel.
Two Can Play That Game was a hit for Bobby who?
Stavro.
Hey Joe was a top 10 hit in the 60s for Jimmy who?
Ruffin.
Complete the title of this Aswad hit from 1988. Don't Turn.
Pass.
Hello Summertime was a hit in 74 for Bobby who?
Pass.
Which colours are mentioned in the title of Michael Jackson's 1991 hit?
Black.
Who had a hit with The Fly in 1991?
Yellow.
And which Beatles song opens with the line, "Close your eyes and I'll kiss you"?
Pass.
Are you not going to try and sing that one to get the title? No. Right, so you're going to pass on that one as well. They didn't go your way today, did they? It has to be said. But it doesn't matter. It's just a bit of fun. Nobody died. Right, so you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions in your allotted time. You passed on 3 of those questions, and you got 1, 2 questions right, I'm afraid. So they didn't go your way today. But I'm sure when I give you the correct answer, you'll know that some of them, yeah. Right, the first one you got wrong, Two Can Play That Game, was a hit for Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown, yeah.
Bobby Brown, yeah. Next one, probably before your time, Hey Joe was a top 10 hit in the 60s for Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have known that.
No, he was one of these very talented people who could actually play a guitar with his teeth, which is clever. Right, next one. Complete the title of this Aswad hit from 1998. It was Don't Turn Around. Around was the word I was looking for there. Hello Summertime was a hit in 1974 for Bobby Goldsboro. And who had a hit with The Fly in 1991? That was U2. And I've just discovered I can give you an extra half point, because which colours are mentioned in the title of the Michael Jackson 91 hit? You said black, which is half right, because you should have said black or white. So you finish with 2.5 out of 8. So not the winner this week, but thanks for taking part. Enjoy your week off, and we'll have you back on the radio in about a month's time.
Oh, lovely. It's always good fun.
It is, and that's what I'm trying to get across to everybody. It doesn't matter whether you come on and get a low score or a high score. It's just a bit of fun on a Sunday afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah. You see, if I'd have come on first, I'd have got the same score.
Right, because right, I thought you were going to... Yeah, go on.
You know, it's the way the questions fall.
It is indeed. Well, hopefully they'll fall better for you in a month's time. Thanks again, Trudy. Talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye now. Bye.